Father Taprash, she says, Yoma Arusa Yotsa, only an Arusa gets Sreifa Vuloyna Siriya. But the Mishmol holds like a Mishimin in one part, that Sreifa is more common than Skila, but he holds only an Arusa went up to Sreifa, but not on the Suya. The Suya stays with a Chenik. Vokakam, this is what he meant to say. Esaviyah means Bishus Aviyah. If she's still an Arusa, she's still Bishus Aviyah, but Sreifa. Then she deserves Sreifa. Yes, Chamiya, but when she's ready has Nisuyin, Mecha Miho, Rashi says, Yes, Chamiya means the Haina Nisuyah. Im Michamiya Zinsa, if she has Nus with her father-in-law, Piskila, then she deserves Skila. Kabasi Yisrael, like a regular Basi Yisrael, or Mikolod and Bechenik, and Echnami. If she would have had Nus with somebody else, she'd only receive Chenik to Yisrael, because Rabbi Shmuel Shita is the Nisuyah Ulayotzim Neklau. Rabbi Shmuel Shita is that in the Suya, even though she's a Bas Kayin, if she lives with anybody else, she only receives Chenik. So how come over here does he say that she deserves Skila? Because here we're talking about where she actually lived with her father-in-law. If she lived with her father-in-law, then she deserves Skila. So it's also this Amadna. When it says Esavia, it doesn't mean she lived with her father. It means at the time when she was still by her father's house. Kol Zaman, she's in Arusa. Then that's the Chiddush of Bas Koyin, deserves Sreifa. But Eschamiyah means that when she's in the Suya, but not a Bas Koyin to in the Suya Badavka, just means then in the Suya, that if she lives with her father-in-law, she deserves Skila. So it's a Bissamadna. Aviyah means the time period, and Chamiyah means with who she lived with. Doesn't make sense. Omarova. Maishino, what's going on here? Oy idividi mamish, either both cases the father and the father-in-law means that's who she lived with. Oy idividi rishus, whereas both means either she's in Arusa or in the Suya, but not to change it around. Esoviya means when she was in Arusa, the rishus, and Chamiya means with him. Doesn't make sense. Ela rather, Ela Omer Rava. Rava sounds like this. Pshat and Reb Elazar was like this. Ela Omer Rava. Liyadon Kreb Mishimin. True. Reb Elazar holds like a Shimon Shita. That Sreifa is Mochama. Uksava Reb Elazar Nesuya Ki Arusa. That a Nesuya is just like an Arusa. It's like this. Ma Arusa. Just like an Arusa. Chadargo, that a Bas Koyin, like I said before, goes up one step more than a Bas Yisrael. Miskila, La Maskina La Miskila Sreifa, we bring her up. From the regular Mista Skila, an Arusa Bas Yisrael deserves Skila. If she's a Bas Kayin, she goes up one step according to Rabbi Shimon, that's Reifa. Reifa is Mochamer. So I'll tell you, Af Nesuya, the same thing in Nesuya Bas Kayin, Char Daga Maskin in law. She goes up one step. Now it's true, when the Torah says Reifa, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's only an Arusa, not a Nesuya. But not that Pshat and Nesuya stays only with Chenik. But it's a Svara, Nesuya, Bas Kayin, goes up one step. Mechemek Leskila. That's the Svara in Rabbi Shmuel. True, when the Torah says Sreifa itself, it's only talking about an Arusa. An Arusa of a Bas Kayin deserves Sreifa. It's not talking about a Nesuya. So how it mean it was he held that a Nesuya, Bas Kayin, only gets Chemek. Now we're answering no. He agrees that a Nesuya of a Bas Kayin also goes up one step more than a Bas Yisrael. So the Nesuya Bas Yisrael deserves Chenek. Now that she's a Bas Kayin, she deserves one more, she gets Skila. Just like we find Ben Arusa. An Arusa of a Bas Yisrael deserves Skila. And according to, by a Bas Kayin, she gets Reifa, she goes up once. That's the Svar Shmuel, a new Shita, not like a Mishim and not like the Rabbonin, but that's what Rabbi Lezer holds. Therefore it's good. Nesuya Chadak Meskila, Mechenek Meskila. Maskro, Hodivii, Reshimin Bisfakoma. That Rabbi Shimon says both of them receive Sreifa. So, in other words, what's shot in Rabbi Shmuel? Let's see, Rashi. He akochet le motus le meimer Rabbi Lezer beho apologale. Temechi teisi. Here's the question, how could you say Rabbi Lezer would argue on Rabbi Shimon? E lest le binyanav Rabbi Shmuel akoch akiv on the Sreifa Chamura kro the Bas Kohen stomach sieve. Shteyim b'mashma. Like when Astam, when the person says Bas Kohen, it means both. It means a Bas Yisrael, it means an Arusa and a Nesuya. V'yishle binyanav de barusa kosu medaber nesuya kochel yotzu mechlam nesuya bas Yisrael. It doesn't make any sense that either the pasuk is talking about by both, and then both of them deserve sreifa, or else no, the pasuk is only talking about an arusa and not on the suya, and then you can't make this your own svara. On the suya would stay the way it is. Like the suya Yisrael, abas Yisrael deserves chenig, abas Kain would also get chenig. You can't bring this up one darga. It's not a svara to say Reb Lezer would hold this new svara to bring it up one darga. No, the Gemara said that doesn't make sense. Eidivid Reb Shimon b'sreifa kamar. Ella rather the pshat is like this. Ella Omar Ravina li olam kirabonin. I'll tell you really, Reb Lezer goes according to Rabbonin Shita, that the Rabbonin holds and Arusa deserves skila and then the suya gets sreifa. The yepach, and change it around what Reb Lezer meant to say. As for via beskila, true, if she has nus when she's in arusa, still at rishus via, then she deserves the misa chamura of skila. The eschamia, but when she has nusuyin already, when she goes to live by her father-in-law, then the sreifa, then she receives sreifa. That's what the pasuk is talking about. The hodik kamar esavia sircha biyamunaka. That's what he says. Esavia, it doesn't really mean with the father. It just meant to say brishusavia. That's sircha means that's the way the lashon came out of his mouth. Sircha was drawn out that way, just the way you talk. But really, it both means brishus, and we change it around. That when she's brishus aviha, when she's narusa, then according to Rabbanan, she stays with the skila that a regular bas yisrael would receive, because that's the misa chamura. The din of sreifa is only by a nesuya. A nesuya, she goes out from chenek to a sreifa. Talmud says, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Avuam, Omar Rav, Halacha, how do we paskin? Kedisholach Rova Mishmed Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. The way he answered pshat in Rabbi Lezer before, they had an Amen Aleph. That's the pshat in Rabbi Lezer. Omer Rabbi Yosi said back to him, Hilchus Salam Mashicha. Like, what's an afkamina? How do we paskin here? There's a shailam. What type of a misa Bezdin gives you? Right now, we don't have a Bezdin. When are we going to have a Bezdin again to give misa? Yemaisa Mashiach. So the Havamina was, since the Halacha does not apply to our times, it's only against the Mashiach, what's the difference who the Halacha is like? That's what we thought he meant to say. Omalay Abayas said back to him, what kind of question is that? Elamayat, if that's the question, Shchitas Kochim, you learn Zvachim, you learn Menachas, all the Halachas are Kabonis. Lailisti, we shouldn't learn it then. Hilkos Elamashiach, this is not kind of question. And you want to know about the Elamayat in Mashiach time, Ella, what's the pshat? Of course we learn Zvachim, we learn Menachis. Why? Ella Droish v'kibbutzchar. It's Torah. Learn the Torah, you'll receive reward for it. Even though it doesn't pertain to our time, so what? But you still have to know what the locker is. The mitzvah Shem Menachnami, Yemais HaMashiach. You have to know, even without that, it's Torah. You have to know what the lockers are. Samara says, Hochi Nami Droish v'kibbutzchar. What the svar is, you should dashin and receive reward for it. So Mor says, Hochi Kamri. This is what he meant to say. Hilchos Salomali. What do you mean to say we're given a psak here? What Reb Lezer meant to say? What was his lashon? It's Sugya Dishmaita. Like, it's only a question. What exactly did he say? Did he mean this way? Did he mean that way? That's not called halacha. Like the halachas we know already. It'll be passing like the Rabbanan. We passing like the Rabbanan. Here it's only shallow. What lashon exactly? What did Reb Lezer mean? But since it's only a question, what did he mean to say? He can't say halacha. The Rashi says, "Ochi kamina halacha lomeli sugi dishmait halacha kama b'tmiya mishayach l'meim halacha b'chi hay machlekes shein by shein then Rabban Ravina lachiv leptur." There's no difference l'halacha here. It's only shal exactly what did Reb Shimon, what did Reb Lezer mean to say? He said clearly that based on via she gets sreifa. By Chamiya she gets skila. It's only a question, what do we mean to say? But there's no halacha de Kishayla here. It's only how to interpret what he was saying. But we know that halacha stays the same. That was his question. How can you say Vilkasa? You're saying exactly what do we mean. Okay, you can say what he meant, but that's not called the halacha. There's no difference between Chiyav and Ptur. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, my Rabbi Shmuel, where is this Rabbi Shmuel Shita? That he is the one that argues under Rabbi Shimon, and he holds that when the pasuk says sreifa by a bas kain, it's only by an arusa and not by a nesuya. The Tani will learn like this: the pasuk says ubas ish kain ki seichel liznos binara v'arusa kosim adaber.
Maybe it's only by a nar and an arusa. Therefore, she receives sreifa. Atwaimi, you're telling me benaravi arusa only here. Oyeni, maybe not that way. Ella afilu nesuya. Maybe the pasuk of a bas kohen deserves sreifa is even if she's in the suya. Talmud, the pasuk says no. Ish asher yinaf es eshes reyayu. Mois yumas. Hanoyah fino efes. That's the general klal. Any time an eshes ish has nus with another man, that both the man and the isha hanoyah fino efes both deserve chenik. Now hakol hoya bechlal. Any marriage is bechlal hanoyah fino efes. That the lady has nus with another man, she's bechlal this pasuk. She's a noyah. The man is a noefes, and it deserves chenik. That's the general klal. Now, hoitzi akotav bas Yisrael beskila. The pasuk says that if she's a narusa, or even a bas Yisrael, a narusa, she has a special misa. She gets skila ready. Not chenik, she gets skila. Ubas kain b'sreifa. Another special pasuk is that our pasuk, ubas ish kain, she deserves sreifa, not chenik. Now, let's see now. Ma kishoitzi akotav es bas Yisrael. Just like when the Torah said a special halacha that a bas Yisrael gets gila leskila, it's arusa of loy nesuya. It's only talking about a naram rosa. Only an arusa deserves gila and not a nesuya. So Bishmol holds off the same thing. Kishoitzi akosav bas kohen lesreifa. When the prophet says that a bas kohen deserves sreifa, the special mitzvah is also the same thing. Arusa of loy nesuya. Dafka ben arusa, not by nesuya. That's the Bishmol's limit. I learn now, the same way a Bas Yisrael, the Arusa deserves special Misa, the same thing by a Bas Kayin, it's only an Arusa deserves a special Misa, and not an Nisuya. And the Svara Zolik we have before in Rashi, that an Arusa is a big Echet, she's plagued of Mishpacha. Here she wasn't, a man didn't live with her yet, she's by her father's house, so she has Nus there, it's the Pagan to the whole Mishpacha. So it's called Rala Shemayim and Rala Brios. Whereas in this 2 years, she left her father's house, she went to husband, the husband lived with her already, there the pagam is less. So that's a Bishmol Svara, that only an Arusa deserves Sreifa and not a Nisuya. Nisuya stays with Chenik. Now, Zememeho Ubeyaleho, how do we know that of a Bas Kohen, that only she deserves Sreifa? And we have before, not the Eden Zimmerman, and not the Boyla. The man only gets Chenik. The Chalda Pesach says, we have Sisim Loi Kashi Zaman. That an Eden Zimmerman is, we give him the Misa Kashi, Sisim Loi Kashi Zaman. We give him what he wants to do to him, to the man and not to the lady. Boyla Mai, Kashi Zaman, tomorrow, Boyla, what has he got to do with Eden Zimmerman? Maybe the Boyla, when this Bas Kohen lived with another man, maybe that man also deserves Sreifa. What has he got to do with Kashi Zaman Mika? It looks like this. We know that Edom Zemimim deserve the same Misa the Boyala deserves. Mishum Shinemu, that the Pasuk says, that he's similoi, kashe zomam, lasas liyochiv, vidashim loochiv, vore lachoisai. Anytime there are two different Misas involved, a Misa of the husband and the man and the lady, we give the Edom Zemimim the Misa of Ochiv of the man. Divar Rebbe Shemuel, that's what Mishumel's Rosha. But the Kiva Leimer, no. Achas aruchav yachas nesuya yotzes l'sreifa. Chud is like a b'shimin that both an aruch and a nesuya of a bas kohen both deserve sreifa. Yoch l'avra thought to say so afilu penuya. Maybe even a penuya unmarried also she deserves sreifa. Now makanoviyah we had before zera shav, but now makanoviyah. But now malahalim by nara maroso viyah. Now malahalim znusim zikas abal because she's already married. I'll tell you afkan here also znusim zikas abal. Oh, Malay Rabbi Shmuel, Imalahalan Nara the Arusa. If you're learning out Xerah Shava from Nara Amarosa, maybe only a Nara and only an Arusa. Afkan Nara the Arusa, maybe. Oh, Malay Rabbi Kiva, the Kiva says back, Yishmuel, Achai, Bas Ubas Amidurish. It says here, Ubas, Ubas Ishkain. From the extra Vav Aydashin, not only a Nara, but any Arusa. Oh, Malay, the Kimivnesha Tadura, Bas Ubas. Nice to do the but what kind of svar is that? You're good, you have an extra vav, but who says it comes to include anybody else? You make an exera shava or viyah, maybe it's only like an Aram Arusa. Only an Aram Arusa deserves sreifa, and not a regular Arusa. In mashma lahaviyasa nesuya, haviyasa is a penuya manashach. If on the word vav, ubas, you mean to include even a nesuya also, to include a penuya also. V mashma lohitzias a pnuya. Once you're telling me the gzera shava via, that's not a penuya, only an arusa, hoytiyas anesuya, l'manashach. What do you hold? You have the pasuk of all to mashm anything, but you have the gzera shava or viha, only a nara marasa. So what do you hold? How could you tell me a nesuya, yes, but not a penuya? Rabbi Akiva holds both. Ahani gzera shava lamute penuya. True. Does the gzera shava of the words or viha teach us only an arusa if she has a husband and not a penuya? But still, for Yahani Bas Ubas, the pasuk still says Ubas ish current extra vav, the rabbi says in the suya. That's Rebbe Kiva Svar. Therefore he holds even in the suya also deserves Sreifa. Rebbe Shmuel Sava, no. Me de kom malay bas ubas, shmamina hodebe migzera shava. We do not hold from migzera shava, and therefore it means even in the suya also. Rebbe Shmuel, hi bas ubas, my darsh. What does Rebbe Shmuel do with the pasuk bas ubas, my darsh? He holds Samazoi includes the Narusan and the Suya. So what is the word Uvofu, Ubas? Biboyla Likritanya, Avu de Shmuel Baravin, Lifi Shemitzinu Shecholat HaKotze Biskorim Bein Tamimim Labali Mumim. By a Zohar, a Kain that's a Zohar, if he's a Tam without a blemish, he could do the Avoida. If he's a Baal Mum, he's proper to do the Avoida. Yochar would have thought to say, Nechlet Bibnoi Seyen, maybe the same thing, that's what the prophet says, Ubas Ish Kain. A Bas Kain has a special Misa, maybe it's only where she's a Tam, and not if she has a Mumin. Yachul Nechlev Bim Nesayim Tam Loim Bas Ubas. No, any type of a Bas, even though she has Mumim, still by her, by a Bas, doesn't make a difference. A Mumim, not a Mum, she'll get Sreifa. To the Kivra, maybe Haim Makrivin, Vahoyu Kodesh Naskit, says Haim that the Psulim, a Mum, is only in a Kain that does the Avoida, not in the Bas Yisrael, not in the Bas Kain. Rabbi Shmueli, Mehi, Abamino, Animili, Inu, only them. Abu Benesayim, Loi, Kamashmalon. Rashi Akana Matsumon, Nisrabu Lekdusha. Shleitim Hoyle Psul Navoid, Yimutona Lutveil Mesim. But the Abu Benesayim, Loi, maybe the Benesayim would have no heter. Kamashmalon, no, will bat even the Messayim also have a heter. Alright, let's stop it. We'll go. He'll start over again. That's Nun Beis, Nun Aleph from a Beis, the bottom Gemara. For Rabbi Shmuel, Hai Bas Ubas, my Dorish Bey. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with the extra word Ubas, the extra vav? That so far, Rabbi Shmuel holds that only an Arusa, she gets a Sreifa. But a Nesuya does not get Sreifa. So when the Pasuk says Ubas Ish Koyin Kisechel Iznois, does not mean any Bas Koyin, it only means an Arusa. So what's the extra vav? What's Ubas doing? So Mer says, Mi Boyle, Rabbi Shmuel needs it, Likiratoni Avua de Shmuel. Baravin. Lefi Shematzim, because we find, Shechola Kakosiv, Bizchorim, Bein Tmimim, Labali Mumim. The Torah makes a difference, a Zohar, a male, there's a difference whether he's a Tam or a Baal Mum. A Baal Mum cannot do the Avoida. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Nechlak Bibnoi Sehim. Maybe the daughter is also a Bas Kayin. If she has a Mum on her, maybe she loses her Kedushas Hakuna, and therefore if she has Nus now, she will not receive Sreifa. Talmud Lema, therefore the Pasuk says no. Bas Ubas. Any Bas, which means any Arusa, according to Rabbi Shmuel, any Arusa that's a Bas Kayin, she receives Sreifa, even though she has a Mum. Now Rabbi Akiva, that he uses the word Ubas to teach us even in a Suya and a Rusa, both of them deserve Sreifa. So how does he know even a Baal Mum? So he says like this. The Pasuk says, Mi behem makrivim, voyu kodesh, nafka. That's a limur that all the Zecharim, all the males, even though he's a Baal Mum, still he has Kedusha. It says, voyu kodesh. Any Kayan has Kedusha. It means even though he's a Baal Mum, still he has the laws that he cannot touch a mace. Even though he's a Baal Mum that he can't do the Avoida, but still the Pasuk says, V'hoyu Kodesh, he still has Kedusha on him, and he can't be Matamal Meis. So from there I know the same as far applies by Anisha, that even though she's a Baal Mum, still she has Kedusha's Kuna, and therefore she has Nus, she receives Sreifa. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, Imehi, from that Pasuk alone, having me, I would have thought to say, Hanim Mili Inu, only by the men do he say they still have Kedusha. Maybe by the daughters, no.
by the daughters, since they do not do the avodah, so the whole kedusha is only because they're a tam. But maybe if they're a baal lum, they lose their kedusha. Kamash mulun. That's why I need this extra pasuk of ubas. The extra verse teaches me that any bas kohen, even though she's a baal lum, still she has kedusha. Now, Rabbi Shmuel.